Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And I'm Russ White, privileged to be filling in for Jack Ebling this evening and in the capable hands of Scott Eckersley, who will guide us through things this evening. Happy holidays, happy December. Again, great to be here on 1320 WILS, and what a pleasure it is to welcome in friend and mentor Scott Westerman. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Regular guest of the show
Scott wore a tie for my appearance today. You must have been out on some sort of sales gig or something because nobody can see you. He looks good. He looks good. Russ, it's great to be with you.
It's so fun to be on this medium we kind of grew up loving, and
yeah,
it's still here. You know,
well, Scott and I talked before about this, but the studio used to be one big AM studio, and the control board was kind of halfway between where these two stations are now. And I remember many an overnight, Friday night and Saturday night, the all-night music marathon on 1320 WILS. I have some air checks of that
oh, man.
I'm keeping hidden.
Well, for the one or two of you who don't know, Scott Westerman is officially the executive director of the MSU Alumni Association. And alumni.msu.edu is the place for all the cool things you're doing there. Before we get into the book, just talk a little bit about what your goals are with the Alumni Association and how you're sort of taking it into the modern world.
Well, and a lot of our Ebling and You people have heard this pitch before, but the increasingly what we're finding is that graduates of MSU are coming to a point in their life when they need to reinvent themselves career-wise, or they want to take advantage of the MSU Alumni International Network. And what we're seeing, I think I've had a bit of luck in joining the Alumni Association when I did, because since the beginning of the year, we've actually grown our membership by over 12%, while other Big Ten institutions have been losing members.
Hmm.
Now, some of that has to do with the fact that we started out near the bottom of the Big Ten in terms of penetration or the amount, the percentage of living alumni that were members, because back in the day, John Hanna, he used to say, "We'll never ask anybody for money, and we'll never ask you to pay for anything once you graduate." And that was good back when he was around. But nowadays, with the funding for higher education shifting from the state and from the taxpayer onto the backs of the students, I mean, that changes the whole picture. And it's interesting that we at MSU have not had a tradition of significant philanthropy or joining stuff like that, that everything's supposed to be free. But what we're seeing is that people out there who have had a connection with MSU, whether they went here to school or consider themselves Spartans, are wanting to benefit from what we call your personal network for life. And that is the worldwide collection of 500,000 Spartans that are out there that will answer your phone call if you say you're a Michigan State person. And that really, I think, is what sets us apart from the other institutions out there, because once you are a Spartan, you are a Spartan for life. And if you wear your Spartan gear anywhere in the world and you see somebody else from Michigan State, it's like you found an instant family member.
So there are no Walmart Spartans.
Yeah. So that's absolutely right. And for me, this is the job of a lifetime. And to come back to the city where it all started for me, fall of 1973, I came to East Lansing from Ann Arbor and wanted to grow up to be a screaming top 40 disc jockey, paid my dues with Eric O here on ILS. And to come back to this town where it all began and to be able to help the university that made it all possible for me is just a labor of love.
Well, let's talk about your latest labor of love, because I think, I see how you write and your Monday motivators, which led to the book we're going to talk about. I almost think you need to write to express yourself. Is that true?
Well, it's
interesting. You can't be as prolific as you are without it just burning inside of you to come out.
I understand now what John Lennon used to say about how sometimes the music came through him and not from him.
Yeah.
Because if I find the inspiration someplace, the words just jump onto the page. And that's what happened with Spartan Life. It started out as I started about a year and a half ago writing these things called Monday Motivator, which I would send out to my staff back at Comcast on Sunday nights to fire them up for the week. And one of the staff members back then said, you should put this on the web. So I set it up at scottwesterman.com. And every Sunday night, there's a little 1,000-word essay that comes out for Monday morning. So I got in the habit of doing that. When I came here, I started sharing them with our team at MSU Alumni, and my administrative associate, Jennifer Decker, said, you should put this into a book. So it became a fundraising project for the Student Alumni Foundation, and The Spartan Life has just been published. And it's about 220 pages of very light reading, half inspiration, half MSU stories of things that have that I've been able to witness in my short tenure here at Michigan State, but all fun and all from the heart.
Well, let's pick out a couple, because we'll give some people an idea of the, like you said, the very inspirational but easy to read. And maybe with the big game against Duke tonight, what about the one where you write about the night Tom Izzo became a Spartan for life?
Well, that night, I was down in Berrien County, down near Benton Harbor, for one of the largest groups of Spartans down there. It's the Berrien County Alumni Club, and they have this steak fry every year. And I was down there cooking and serving steaks for about 600 people. And Mark had given me a little heads up that something was about to break, and I could tell from the tenor of his text that it was going to be good news. And so I'm down there serving the steaks, and my Google alert pops up. I've got a Google alert for Izzo, and there's an ESPN story that's quoting from the release that came out. So I immediately texted Hollis, and I said, can I run with this? And he said, will you wait till 7:30? So I'm sitting there being called up to the mic at about 6:15.
No, Mark.
And I'm thinking, this is already out. And we're in Berrien County. Nobody's going to know about this. So Dave Brown introduced me. I get up there. I said, I have an announcement to make. Tom Izzo has decided he's going to be a Spartan for life. Everybody went bananas. And the one thing I didn't notice, but Dave Brown saw, was this woman comes running up, and she's tapping into her cell phone, looking at my name tag. Well, about 3 minutes later, Chicago Tribune says, MSU official confirms Izzo staying. So she apparently had a friend who was a newspaper guy.
You never know in this day and age.
Well, and then, of course, Colleen and I, we immediately excused ourselves, got in the car, and ran back as fast as we could. And, of course, they were playing on JR, the press conference, and we were listening to it and just tugging at our heartstrings, thinking about how wonderful this was. And we got back, and we parked in the lot at Brez after it was done. We missed it by about 10 minutes. And we got out of the Brez. We were going to run over to Scandalaris, where the press conference was happening. And who do we see come out of the Brez but Loopy? So we figure, okay, where Loopy is, Tom can't be far behind. And about 2 seconds later, he comes out. So Colleen and I had the first kind of private, intimate conversation with Tom and Loopy after he had announced that he was going to be a Spartan for life. And it just, for me, I mean, the thing that crystallized in the piece I wrote for the Spartan Life book is that was a real Spartan moment. When you think about the kind of guy that Tom is, you have to take a look at the options. You're really dumb if you don't at least listen to the offers. And Dan Gilbert put a lot of money on the table. But at the end of the day, and part of the challenge, I think, for Tom is that he couldn't do this in private. All of us that have ever looked for jobs have been able to take recruiting trips in private without anybody knowing. Tom Izzo can't do that. But at the end of the day, you know, he realized that this was where his home was and that the Spartan life was the life he wanted to live. And that just reaffirmed for me all the reasons that I came back to Michigan State University, and all the reasons we're a fantastic school. You think about the brand names, which are, you know, Izzo and D'Antonio and Comley and Hollis and Susie Merchant. They're the ones that are most out in the forefront. And President Simon's one of them, too. But since I've been here, I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary. I started at the Alamo Bowl last year. I have gotten a chance to see what's kind of behind the curtain and the magic that really makes this place cook. And it just reaffirms for me what a wonderful institution Michigan State University is.
And the book is called The Spartan Life. How do people get it, and where do the proceeds go again, and why is that important?
Well, it's very easy to find. It's at alumni.msu.edu, which is our main website, alumni.msu.edu. And there's a banner you can click that'll take you right to a page where you can order it. And what Colleen and I have committed to is that we've basically funded the publication of the book, so that all the proceeds can go to the Student Alumni Foundation. For those that don't know, SAF is the organization of kids that are inside of Sparty. They're the ones that bring you Sparty for all the major events. And the slap shots and the the most feared, most potent student section in the NCAA, the Izzo. They're the people that run all that. But what's little lesser known is that SAF is also a leadership development academy. It's a place where if you're a student at Michigan State, you can get real world experience in leadership before you graduate. And every year, 4,500 to 5,000 students at Michigan State University become members of the Student Alumni Foundation to have that experience. So we're happy to support that, and hopefully we'll sell a few books.
Again, it's The Spartan Life by Scott Westerman, available at alumni.msu.edu. Scott is going to stay with us. We have to break. We're going to get news on the official bowl tour in a few moments. This is 1320 WILS, the Ebling and You program. I'm Russ White filling in for Jack. More in a moment.
Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And speaking of that personal network for life, we have the man who runs the personal network for life, Scott Westerman, head of the MSU Alumni Association.
That was a great commercial.
Nice job,
yeah.
Mr. Bograck.
Very good, yeah. that's compelling.
And just again, in case you missed it, The Spartan Life is Scott's book, and it's available at alumni.msu.edu, and all the funds go to help all those great MSU students. And Scott, people are probably curious. We know we're going bowling, and we're going to be in a nice warm place somewhere. While we don't know exactly where yet officially, what can you tell people about the official bowl tour if they want to get involved?
Well, there really only is one official bowl tour, and that's the one that MSU Alumni Association is sponsoring and putting together. And you can find out all the information at alumni.msu.edu. We have information for 11 different bowls, everything from the Rose Bowl on down. What it looks like as of today, if they were making a decision today, we would probably be going to Orlando to Capital One Bowl, which is fine with me because my daughter Shelby, who's listening right now online from Jacksonville, it's down
Hello,
there,
Shelby.
My son and Brandon, the family's there, so that'd be nice. But you guys
was it Shelby's tummy we saw on Facebook today?
No, that was actually my son's wife, Stephanie.
Congratulations! Who you're going to be a grandpa.
Yeah, 12 weeks pregnant, and
man.
Yeah, this is the YouTube generation, you know, that they have. What he did was he took his cell phone and recorded the video right there in the doctor's office. And it was up on YouTube in 20 minutes. So, yeah, so I'm a very excited grandpa. But the great thing about a tour package like the one we're offering is it really is no muss, no fuss. You don't have to worry about trying to figure out whether to take the flyer to Detroit to get on the cheap flight out of Metro or – you know, you get on a plane in Lansing. It takes you there. We have a designated driver to get you safely to all the venues. The tickets included. The Peabody Hotel is where we're staying. Absolutely first class, 5-star place in Orlando. And we even throw in a New Year's Eve party. So we'll
awesome.
Take care of you on New Year's Eve.
And I've heard you say, Scott, literally that site is updated by the hour when necessary.
Yep.
And I imagine there will be a crush of people heading there Sunday night when everything's official on the bowl show.
And we have the capacity to be able to handle them all. So you won't have any problem getting through. And, you know, it's just going to be an exciting time. I'm looking forward to partying just like I did a year ago in the Alamo Bowl with great Spartans in a warm place.
And, you know, Scott, another topic I want to get into, Scott Westerman with me on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We talked about Facebook a little bit ago. You're the one who told me 3 or 4 years ago to sign up for this thing called Twitter and take the name MSU News. And I did and didn't do anything with it for a while. But then all of a sudden, Twitter came on, you know, strong in popularity. Getting back to, you were talking about the night Tom Izzo became a Spartan for life. That evening was detracted a little bit when Lynn Henning and Tom got into it at the press conference a little bit.
Right.
We love Lynn. I'm not dumping on him, but it just leads to the bigger topic that we've heard Mark Hollis talk with you about on different radio programs. Kind of the immediacy of the media now. The stuff getting thrown on Twitter that maybe is or isn't fact. Just what's your assessment of where the media is now?
Well, I'm one of the people who really likes that. I think that what happens on Twitter is stuff is vetted very, very quickly. So if there's something that's incorrect on there, it might get out, but there will be 20 people that will find out what the facts are. And really what it is a testament to is a testament for each of us to become media literate. Not illiterate, but literate.
Yeah.
In the old days when we had three networks to choose from, and even with in the days right now when you have cable networks that call themselves news channels but are really channels of opinion, and I'm talking about CNN's part of that, what you need to do is you need to understand that every broadcast has a point of view, and it's our job as literate media consumers to challenge that, whatever it is, even if it's somebody we agree with. And part of the thing that's happening in the social media world is that you don't have the time anymore to think about your response. And the kind of the unfortunate thing for Tom and Loopy was that they weren't able to pursue and think about this opportunity in private. It was happening. People would see him in the grocery store with Rocky, and it would be tweeted. So you don't have that kind of privacy. That's the downside. The upside is that there is a much greater dialogue going on about issues of the day, and people aren't afraid to talk about it. And the nice thing about Twitter is you only have 140 characters to do
That's
it,
right.
So you can't ramble.
No blubbering on. Well, what do you feel about the state of sort of the old media, like the one we're talking on now? We love radio. Newspapers seem to be in trouble. Is there room for the old and new media to merge?
I think what is happening that's really powerful about this is that the old media is getting back to what made it great in the first place, and that's local. One of the great things about 1320 WILS is there is all kinds of local content out here. They don't just turn up the satellite feed in the important hours of the day. You're hearing locally produced content about the local community. And the newspapers that are still thriving are the ones that have embraced the web as the immediacy media. The breaking news happens on the web, and the context is in the print. So you go to print journalism now when you want to understand what's the story behind the story. You go to their website when you want to get the information as it's breaking. And the newspapers that are doing well are the ones that are able to keep it local. It's not about nationalism. In fact, one of my friends who runs the Las Vegas Sun, there's no national news in the Las Vegas Sun. It's all about Las Vegas.
Well, because they can get it everywhere else. Why would you need to waste
exactly.
your time doing
but
it?
But a lot of these legacy newspapers have felt like they have to continue to do this on a broad scale and maintain the staff to do it, and it's very hard to do that.
What about the revenue problem, particularly with newspapers?
Well,
isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, and what the challenge is now that there really is with new media, you can tell who is reading your stuff right down to the person. You can tell where they're coming from, who they are, and that's very powerful for the advertisers, because if you can present them with a qualified prospect and you can show them that data, they will spend more, a lot more, for that access to that person. And it's a lot tougher when you use an Arbitron like we do here in the radio or the newspaper circulation stuff to know if anybody's really reading it. The neat thing about the web is you can tell who the consumers are, how long they've consumed it, and what they're thinking.
Well, Scott, it's been a pleasure having you on Ebling and You, and it was nice of Colleen to share you on date night.
Yeah.
Where are we headed?
Well, that's her call
tonight.
It's her turn. Thank you so much, Rush. It's great to be here. Scott, thanks for running the controls. Good
and again, get a copy of The Spartan Life, Scott's new book with his Monday Motivator columns. You'll love it. It's an easy read, very inspirational, great stuff, alumni.msu.edu. Thank you, Scott.
Great to see you, my friend. Go green!
Yes.